We on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. Let us start just the memory of Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar Rabbi Yainasin. That's on the first side of the Amud. Leishanu Ela Beis HaKnesses Shal Kvorim Avo Beis HaKnesses Shal Kvorim Kivin De Ma'alme Osulei Leimotsu Mizabnulei Dahavulei Deram. Rabbi Yainasin had said that a Beis HaKnesses Shal Krochim Kivin De Ma'alme Osulei. That means a Beis HaKnesses that was built in a krach, in a large city, and the Mispalim were not only the Anshei HaKrach, not Me'alma Osulei. They come from all over, and they use the space HaKnesses. Le'motu Mizavnilei Behavilei Deram. So they cannot be sold, because this is a Beis HaKnesses Shel Rabin. Now, we had mentioned yesterday, there are three Mahalchim in Rishonim, what this means. The Ran brings down two Mahalchim. One Mahalach, the Ran says, and Tosis also says this Mahalach, that a Beis HaKnesses Shel Krochim, given the Ma'alma Osulei, there are everyone used the space HaKnesses, so they contributed to the upkeep and the building of the space HaKnesses. So the Bailim of this space HaKnesses are not necessarily the Anshei Yakrach. There are many other people who also are a Bailim. So therefore, even though the Anshei Ha'ir decide to sell it, but since they are not the only Bailim, maybe there's someone Beseif Ha'ilam that does not want it to be sold. If Akerti, he enjoyed the space HaKnesses the way it is, so therefore it cannot be sold. That is one Mahalach, and according to this Mahalach, it seems that there's a Rechayish for, it could be there's other, the Anshei HaKrach are not the only Bailim here, because others contributed to the binyan and upkeep of the Beis HaKnesses. Another Mahalach, the Ran says, that when the Beis HaKnesses was built, even though it was financially only supported from the Anshei HaKrach, but they realized that the Alma will use it, so it was, they were magdishit litzoyrech ha'olam. So again, so the olam outside the krach also have a say and a day what should be done with this Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, so if the Anshei HaKrach decide to sell it, they can't sell it because the Oilam, the Anshei Anoshim Aboy Me'alma also have a Deya in the Schus in this Beis HaKnesses. And Taisvah says the third Pshat, Taisvah, the top Taisvah says, Nir Leforesh Ochikimin Sheroiv Ne Odom Rigilin Loleches Shom Lehispalo. A third mahalach, that it was made for a rabim that osi me'alme, so it's chamura kedushosai, and therefore that cannot be sold. So these are the three mahalchim. Now let us skip over a little bit. Towards the middle of the Omet Meisve. So now we're going to ask a kasha on Rabbi Yainasin. We learned Bebeis Eretz Achuzaschem, Achuzaschem Metame Benegoim, Bein Yerushalayim Metame Benegoim. That Yerushalayim is not Metame Benegoim, because there's a Tanai of Tumas Negoim, it has to be Be'eretz Achuzaschem, Bebeis Eretz Achuzaschem has to be an Achuze. And we'll see the Tanakama holds Yerushalayim was loynechleku l'shvotim, so no one has a kinyan haguf on it. So memele, so it's not achuzaschem, so therefore it's not matama b'negoyim. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shamati ela mekoyim mikdash bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda said that ani lo shamati ela mekoyim mikdash bilvad, only the mokim mikdash is there's no Tumas Negoim, but in whole Yerushalayim there is Tumas Negoim. That means Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yerushalayim was Nechlek Ol Shvotim. So Memele, there are the Batim in Yerushalayim belong to Yechidim, so it's called an Achuze. But the Beis HaMikdash is not, there's no Tumas Negoim at the Beis HaMikdash Bovat. So the Gemara's Medayik, Habote Knesiyas, Ubote Midroshes, Metamin. But we could be Medayik from Rabbi Yehuda, that so it's called an Achuze, but the Bote Knesiyas, Ubote Midroshes, are Mekabel Tumas. The Tumas Negoim. The only Mokim that is not Mekabel Tumas Negoim in Yerushalayim is the Mokim HaMikdash. Now, Yerushalayim was a Krach, and the Bote Knesiyas were made for, not only for the Anshei Yerushalayim, they were made for everyone else, the Osi Ma'alme. And if you say that, if you say that a Beis HaKnesses shel Krochim, they are unable to sell it, so it seems they don't have a shlita over the Mokim. It's not theirs to sell. So there's a Tanai by a Bayis HaMenuge, Asher Loi HaBayis, that the Bayis has to belong to him. And if the owner is hindered to sell it, so that's not called loy habayis. He can't do whatever he wants with it. So the Gemara is asking Gakasha and Rabbi Yonason. According to Rabbi Yonason, why is it that the Botim Sisa Botim Midroshis are Mekabel Tumas Negoim according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's missing the Tnai of Ashaloi Habayis. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Ein ve'ein Yerushalayim etama b'negoim, the lava chuzehi, kedemrina lekamon, was le'nechel kol l'shvote. The svira le'elahai tane, le'nishalka Yerushalayim l'shvotem, le'nofla b'goyro, Loyle li Yehuda, v'loyle Binyamin. This machlal not in Chelik Yehuda, not in Binyamin. It's no one has a bailus on it, so it's not an achuze for anyone. Agav uche, I'm just wondering if this Rashi is a psastire, the Chazaynish in Siman Kuf Chavov, Siv Ches. It brings rayas from Sukkim, from Nach, that Yerushalayim was zichen nischalik l'shvotim. So he says, v'lekula alme mitchila nischalko. He says, before it was nisbara, where the Mokim HaMikdash will be, so Yerushalayim wasn't different than any other Mokim. So he says, l'kula alme mitchila nischalko. Elamanda oma loinishalka. So that is after they were boicha the Mokim HaMikdash, and Yerushalayim became the Mokim that they eat Kachim Kalim and Maisa Shaini. Hainu shenishal schus lechol Yisrael. That now, Gans Klal Yisrael is a schus shimush, he says. They have a schus to live there. Avo mikol mokim hu nach losom bekinyan haguf. That means that everyone holds that the Yerushalayim was divided between Yehud and Binyamin. And afilo according to the man diyoma loynis chalko. They still have a kinyan haguf. Elo shelachol Yisrael schus shimush. But now Klal Yisrael is a schus shimush to live there. That became nischadish afterwards. That's what the Chazanish says in Yume, Simen Kuf Chavov. And Lachayr, the Loshen of Rashi is very not mashma like that. As she says, you hold loy nischalka, loy noflo begoyro, loy le Yehuda, loy le Binyamin. Ani loy shamati, שלא יהי מטעמה, אלא מקוי מקדוש בלבד. I just heard that the Beis HaMikdosh is not mekabel tume. Bishum de bayis shel kodeshu, that's a bayis shel kodesh. Vegabi negoyim obo asher lo habayis beinam. Avol Yerushalayim metame benegoyim. De sover nischalka leshvotim, vachuzaschem kerinebe. Obektoni mies la Rabbi Yehuda de islay nischalka, but Rabbi Yehuda that holds nischalka, loishonu elo moke migdosh. So good, it's nischalka, but only the moke migdosh is not mikabel tume, avo bote knesis u bote midroshish shebo, yeah, the bote is bote midroshish shebo mitamim kishar bote yeir. Avo gav de shel krachu, so lochoyre feltach weiter na shaloi habay. So that is a kasha and Rabbi Yonasan. So the Gemara answers. So eima amar Rabbi Yehuda nilay shemat el mokim mekudesh bilvad. That means vakert. He means the mekayim is hamekudoshim, and that includes the Bote Knesiyas and Bote Midrashis. Mekudesh av Bote Knesiyas Mashmer. According to the third reason that we had mentioned, Shitas HaToisvis, that it cannot be sold because of Chamura Kedushosoi, it's very good, the Loshen, Mokim Mekudesh. Mokim Befakelti means that's the simen what we're speaking about, and that's the sibbe, because it's Mekudish. According to the other Mahalchim, the Mekudish is only a simen that he's speaking about all but Mesias, but the reason is not Mitoichai Mekudishos, and because of other reasons it cannot be sold, because we're Chayish, there's someone Misoifa Oilam that is not masking to the Mechirim. Let us see Taisvis. Vamai vohode krochim ninu. So the Gemara's kasha is that since it's shel krochim, so therefore it shouldn't be metabem in the goyim. Mashma the sphere of makshin, the kivin the loiv mizdafni, since it cannot be sold. The ain lahem letami ben the goyim, so it can't be metami ben the goyim, mishum deloy mikri achuzaschem. This is not called an achuze, if you, vegam lekrine be shaloy habayis. That means that in order to be considered a complete bailim, you have to have the capability to sell it. Because, the perikame de yume mechayev Rab Meir beis aknesa shol krochim b'mezuze v'gamuki bereise dohosom the kom de beis aknesa metame b'negoyim kibose. So Tosfos says, we see this a Rab Meir in Mesechtes Yume that says the beis aknesa shol krochim is metame b'negoyim. So memele, so what did you accomplish? We asked the Kashan Rabbi Yonasan from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said only the Beis HaMikdash na mekabel. He said, no, kol mokim mekudish. What do you do with Rameya? Rameya says, klor, Beis HaKnesses shel krochim is not metame, is metame b'negoyim. So how does that stem with Rabbi Yonasan? The gamuki bereise dohosom the koma the beis haknesses mitame b'negoyim kibosei. It's going according to Ramei. Void kasha. A second kasha. Amai nokat shel krochim doloi maflik hosom. Ratzoloima lemaskone dohosom achileku bein isbei Beistira Eloi, the Kforim or the Krochim, Shovel Lekula Alma. That means there's a machlokes in Yuma between Rameyer and the Chachamim. The Chachamim is God Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is not metame b'negoim, but there Rabbi Yehuda does not differentiate between these different reasons why it's not metame b'negoim, but there's no difference between krochim and krochim. He holds that Elisha Krochim is also not metame b'negoim for whatever reason he has. So, afilu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds it's not metame b'negoim, the Gemara gives a different reason there. But not because of Krochim, because he holds Shal Kvorim is also not metame b'negoim. So, Taisus is asking a double kasha. That means, our Gemara, the Makshin asked a kasha, and Rabbi Yehuda said you can't sell it. So the Makshin said, ooh, if you can't sell it, it can't be metame b'negoim. So Akasha, Rabbi Yehuda says it could be metame b'negoim. Rabbi Yehuda says it can't be metame b'negoim. So Taisa says, well, let's look in Yuma. In Yuma we see, number one, Rabbi Meir holds it can be metame b'negoim, number one. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it cannot be metame b'negoim. There's a different reason over there. Afilu Shel Kvorim is also not metame b'negoim. The makshe, this whole sugya, is the whole thing is based on a tois. Chode the ein chilek ben krochim l'shal kvom ki the masik kosom l'rabon and the ramei the heine Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, he says this Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not metame b'negoim. I feel l'shal kvorim also. So it's the Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't hold like him. Rabbi Yehuda that says it's not metame b'negoim, it's not because it's shel krochem, because also for the shel krochem is also not metame b'negoim. V'gam tov b'hod avar gavloim is damni yeshlo metame b'negoim l'rameyer. And Rameyer says, Claude, it is metame b'negoim shel krochem. So Taisvus means, so this whole sugya over here, l'maise, is our gemorat mitketans the makshin. But when you look at the gemorat and yuma, you see that this chesaron of not being able to sell it in no way affects dinei negoim, bein l'rameyer and bein l'Rabbi Yehuda. Zog the Gemara weiter. So now we hear a machlokes. Al Koponim is Yerushalayim Metame B'negoim. So it's totally, if you hold that Yerushalayim is Nishalko L'Shvotim, so then it is Metame B'negoim. That's Reb Yehuda. If you hold Yerushalayim is not Metame B'negoim, is Loi Nishalko L'Shvotim, so it's not Metame B'negoim. B'mai Kamiflagi, Tanakama Sova Loi Nishalko Yerushalayim L'Shvotim. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Nishalko Yerushalayim L'Shvotim, Ubeplukte Dahani Tanoi. Ubeplukte Dahani Tanoi. The Sanya, we learned, Mahoya Bechelko Yishal Yehuda. We learned one baraisim that speaks about how the Mokim HaMikdash was divided between Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin. Mahoye Bechelke Shal Yehuda, Harabayis, Alishkais, Vazoris. Mahoye Bechelke Shal Binyamin, Ulam, Vehechel, Ubeis, Kotshe, Akadoshim. Let us see the Baal Rashi. Harabayis b'chnisosoi mitzat ha-mizroch. You enter Harabayis from Mizroch. Is kol ma sheyeshom ponui kori Harabayis. There was nothing there. That's Harabayis. She'en lo she'em acher. B'halishkoi she'besoi chachil. That was further towards Ma'ariv. There were lishkes there. B'hazores. Shloshtam. All three hazores were b'chelkoi shel Yehudim. Ezras Noshim. Be'ezras Yisrael, Ezras Yisrael, Hein Achas Esrei Amo, that's 11 Amis, She Yisrael, Rashoim, Rikonis, Lefnim, Min Hashar, that when there was 11 Amis, after there was a Knesset to Ezras Yisrael, so there was 11 Amis afterwards, that was Ezras Yisrael. ואחריהם, לצד מיירב, לעזרס כהנם, יהודה אלפאמו, שבין דריסס, רגלי ישראל למזבח החיצה. The next 11 עמס, till the מזבח, that was called עזרס כהנם, and that was all בחלקוי של יהודה. ומה היה בחלקוי של בנימין? אולם והיכל ובית קודשי הקדושים שהוא לצד מיירב. That was חלקי של בנימין. So let us see, but this is the Bach. עכשיו נשאר בינתיים, now there was a mokim which we did not speak out, which we did not מקיים המזבח, that means after עזרס כהנם ends, there's the מקיים המזבח, Lamed Beis Amo, which was an area of 32 Amids, Ubein Ha'ulam Ha'Mizbeach, and the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which is another Chof Beis Amo, Shloi Piri Shal Mihu. So he didn't explain yet in this Baraisa who this belongs to. Chazer Upirish, now he starts elaborating. So let us see further. That was Chelkoi Shel Binyamin. Uritzua Hoysa Yoitzes. Now, Uritzua was Yoitze, Me Chelkoi Shel Yehude, Benichneses Bechelkoi Shel Binyamin. There was a strip that means as follows, that as soon as from the Mokim HaMizbeach towards Meiriv, that whole area belonged to Binyamin. But there was an indentation in the Mokim HaMizbeach, one Amo, that means B'mizrochei Shal Mizbeach, there was one Amo that belonged to Yehuda, and Bidroimoy Shal Mizbeach, there also was one Amo that belonged to Yehuda. That means it looked like an L. That these two Amis, the Mokim HaMizroch, the length of the Mizbeach, and the Mokim HaDorim, the width of the Mizbeach, besides one Amo on the that was going down from Tzofin, and one Amo that was going from Meiriv, there was a strip of an Amo al Amo that belonged to Yehuda. Now, just to understand a little better, in this Mokim there was no Yesoid. And Dorim and Mizrach, there was no Yesoid of the Mizbeach, and we'll see in Taisus the reason was because the Mokim HaMizbeach belonged in Chelkoi Shel Binyamin. So therefore, since this strip belonged to Yehuda, this strip was the Mokim where there should have been a Yesod. If the Binyan HaMizbeach would have been consistent, there would have been a Yesod on all four sides. But there wasn't a Yesod on the Tzad Mizroch and the Tzad Dorim because this was Chelkoi Shel Yehuda. Ritzu Ha'isa Yaitzis Mechelkoi Shel Yehuda V'nichneses Bechelkoi Shel Binyamin U'bo Mizbeach Bonoi. So let us see the Gemara. Ritzu Ha'isa Yoitzeis Mechelke Shal Yehuda. Ritzu went out from the Chelke Shal Yehuda and Nichneses Bechelke Shal Binyamin. Ubo Mizbeach Bonoi. And the Mizbeach was built there. We'll see the Loshen is Shver. That means the Yesod of the Mizbeach should have been there. But it wasn't there because Chelke Shal Yehuda. Bahoya Binyamin Atzadik Mitztair Aleho Bechol Yoim Leboilo. And Binyamin Natsadikus was mitzta'er on this chalik that he did not have the whole area. That the Ame b'Mizroch and the Ame b'Dorim, the Mokem Yesod, was not his. Shenema Chayfev Olof Kolayim, we'll see Chayfev means rubbing, he was mitzta'er himself. So therefore, for this tzar, Nagmas Nefesh, that Binyamin had, so he was zoche nase ushpischon l'shchine. We'll see in Rashi exactly what this means. And let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, let us again, Mahi Bechelkish of Binyamin, Ulam Behechel. Let us again see that Ulam Behechel by Scotch Kedoshim, Shuhu Litzad Mayrev. Yeah, Arshav Nisha Bentayim Okem Mizbeach. Mokem Mizbeach. That we didn't speak about till now. Amad beis ama, ubein ulum amizbeach, chof beis ama, shlo pirish shomihu, chos pirish ritzu yoyitz, slim dachkan, ritzu azu levada li Yehuda. Avul tzfoinai shom mizbeach, udroimoi, umarovoi shel binyomin, that belong to the binyomin. Mesech ezvachim rin eshen li Yehuda bais ritzu ala mizrochis, Mokem a Yisoid. So here the Bach is Geiris, Alakarim Mizrochis Doroimis, and it was in Dorim, so Kachla he Yisoid ve Mizrochis shal Mizbeach, Lechem means Mizroch and Dorim. There was no Yisoid ve Mizroch and Dorim. Boy bin Yemen a Tzadik Tzayfe Beruach HaKadosh, then he was aware that this is going to be, Shkein Osid Liya Yisum Mitztair Olof, Choyfev Olof Odo Mitztair Choyfev Umischachech Bebegodov, he rubs his Begodim, Loshen Shivshuv Kmeinoz Lechayfev Mefasveis, Uzeichen Ushpischon Shoye Orin Bechelkoi. Now, to try to understand this Gemara a little, someone asked me that he was so stingy, can't have even Mishke can't forgive him that Yehuda will have two Amis in the Mokim HaMizbeach, it was Mitztayer, and because of that, what was so wrong? And the person asked this kasha with a mice I once told him, perhaps it's just Kedai to tell over the mice for 3 minutes, it's a Meridika mice. There's a vice, the Tumim, when he got married, his Shver gave him, he knew he had Boyodic potentials, so he gave him a very Choshev in Adam, about 3,000 golden coins, and that was, he should be able to sit and learn his whole life. And after he got married, he had a Chavrusa, And they were sitting and learning, but it seems good things don't last too long. So opposite the Beis Medrash, who was learning with his Chavrusa, they built a church. And the church was very distracting, mamish opposite the Beis Medrash, and with the bells and everything, it was distracting. And his Chavrusa was getting on his nerves. He couldn't take it. So one night he decides to show them his opinion, so he went up on the church, and he went and broke the tzelem on top of the church. But Ledavineinu, he was caught. No one knew what had happened, what had happened, and he was missing all of a sudden. Now there was a shamish in this church who knew exactly what happened. So he came to the Rosh Yaakov, he told them, you know, this and this Yid went and broke the tzeilim, and he was caught. Now this is a terrible chet, and they're going to burn him for doing such a chet.
But he told them that he knows a way how he can rescue, how he could rescue him, but it's very dangerous. If they'll give him 3,000 golden coins, he'll stretch his neck out and rescue him. Was a moiradikas schum of money, so they, but they started going from house to house to shach money. The Tumim heard about what had happened. He heard about the whole story. And he realized if they're going to start going from house to house, benkach and benkach, his chava will be burnt already. He told they'll shach the money. So he went, and without batting an eyelash, he took the money that was given to him for the Nadin. He goes to the Shamish and he gives him the money. And Lamaisa, the Shamish Taka, freed him. He was able to escape. Again, nothing was known in the Shtot. Everything was hidden, secretive. A few days later, the Gaboim, who were going from house to house, come to the Tumim, and they ask him if he wants to contribute. So he tells them, I'll tell you Thanage anymore. I gave the money, and he's free already, and the whole thing is bottled. So they heard the Amirlik Amaisis. They said, listen, we collected money for this mitzvah Pidyon Shvuyim. So Kaponim, take our money that we should be able to have a chelik in the mitzvah. So you gave the money, whatever money we collected, take this money so we should have a chelik in the mitzvah. He said, no, I gave the money already. You keep the money. And now afterwards, the Tumim started facing reality that what's going to be when his wife finds out that the money is not here anymore. It's going to be Kailus Abrokim. He did not want to be around when she finds out. That was the last thing he needed. So he told his wife he has to go away for 2 weeks and something very important. And she gave him the shoes and he went away. He was hoping when he comes back already, Al-Kaponim, she will have, B'mixus accepted the fact that they don't have the money. Now, in the meantime, the Galochim started... The Galochim started investigating, but how did this Yid escape? And the only way they could figure out that he escaped was Mstami Yenisham. She was the only one that could have done it. So they started being Choshed Yenishamish, and maybe Yenishamish is a Yid, who knows what this is. And they decided to go, they're going to, if the Shamish did it, they're going to burn the Shamish. Al Kaponim, he should be a Tmura of the Yid. The Shamish got aware of what that they suspected him. So therefore, he had a big problem. A double problem. Number one, they're gonna start investigating and they're gonna see he had 3,000 ruble by him. So there's a big question, where did he get this huge amount of money? So he has to get rid of this, but quick. And then there was another problem. He was a Shamish for many years in the church and he used to take for himself from the Tumis, Maisres, Shaloikedin, and now so he had from the Kalim Hamishamshim, he had in his house the Hashidin and Kalim, and then they start coming to his house and start investigating, so he's really in hot water. So he has to get rid of this quick. Who could he trust? So the Tumim made a Mirdeke Roshim, I mean, a person who gave him Mamish 3,000 golden coins without batting an eyelash. Mustama, this is a trustworthy person. So he decided he's going to go to the Tumim. And Manusha, he'll give him the money, and he should also hold the other thing, the Kalim, which he had taken during the years. And Manusha, if they won't kill him, so he can trust them to give him back everything. And if they will kill him, so let them have it. He comes to the Tumim's house, he asks where the Tumim is. The Tumim was not around, he went away. So he said, he has to give it. So he told the wife the whole story, what happened, and he gave her the money and the kalim, and that's that. And the Maisa, they killed him. They killed the Shamish. After the 2 weeks ended already, the Tumim had to come back home already. So when he started coming towards his house, his heart started palpitating. I mean, now he has to face facts of life. He's going to come in. It won't be such a big storm, but it's going to be Pchodim. Look, what should he do? So he comes to his house. He knocks on the door. His wife comes out. Mole sosim v'simcha mamish. What's the sosim v'simcha? She tells him the whole story. What happened? Mamish. Chasodim nisim glui. Mamish meiradik. The Tumim hears the story, and he starts crying. And she can't stop him from crying. And he's crying and crying and crying. Finally, till she calms him down, so she asks, what's wrong? It's Chmeiradik. He says, you don't understand. He says, such a thing should happen that means I did a mitzvah with my whole heart. The Rabbeinu Shalom is throwing it back in my face. That's a p'china mishalom l'soinov alponov l'avidoi. If this mitzvah was choshev by the Rabbeinu Shalom, he would never do such a thing. Schamitzvah b'hai al-malekah. You don't get paid on this bill. For getting back the money and getting back that's it. That's I'm being paid. So there's a moiridik etayne min ha-shamayim on me. So, that's the opinion they have of me by Shamayim. Bekitza, he fasted 3 days. To find out with a Shilas Kolam, to find out why they did not like the mitzvah. So he got a Tshuvin a Kolam. The reason they didn't like the mitzvah is because the Yidden wanted to have a chelik in the mitzvah, and he said no. So such a mitzvah you want for yourself, and you don't want another Yid to have a chelik, but Shamayim is not choshev, so you can get paid for it on this world. So he once told over someone this ma'aseh, so he asked over here, what's chatting Binyamin? Binyamin kenish mashtein, that Yehuda should have a chelik in the dust, or everything for me, what's chat? How does this stim with the ma'aseh? That's what, it could be, chat in Binyamin is as follows. We'll see in Tosfos that the Mokim HaMizbeach had to be B'Mokim HaToyref. The Binyamin is called Zev Yitrof. The Mokim HaMizbeach had to be by Binyamin. And it seems from the Loshen of the Baraisa, it seems that Ritzua Hoysa Yoitza Mechelke Shal Yehuda V'Nichnesa Bechelke Shal Binyamin. It would seem that theoretically this should have been Chelke Shal Binyamin. No, Binyamin was not Soichet to this. And because of this, there was no Yesod there. That means theoretically, there should have been a Yesod on all four sides. But since Binyamin was not Zoyche, that there should be a Yesod on the Mizrach side, on the Dorim side, so Memela, so therefore Yehuda was Nichnas Lechelkoi. Not he didn't want that you, that Pshat, is that what Yehuda had a chelik? That was a geroin in the Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach was missing on two sides of Yesod. And he realized that the reason there is no Yesod there is because it's a chesaron in me, that I wasn't zeiche, that there should be a Yesod on all four sides of the Mizbeach. Could be that is Pshat the Gemara. Is chayif of all of Kolayim, so it was mitztair on this. Lefichoch, so therefore, for the Agmes Nefesh and the Tsar, that he was unable to be Zeicha to Yesod, to this he was Zeicha to Ashkos Ashkine. Yishpezichin Shehoye Orein Bechelkoi. Now this is also very unclear. It says, what was the Zeicha? We had before, the Kodesh Kedoshim was in the Chelkoi Shel Binyamin. That was before everything. Before the Choyfeif, that was Chalki Shel Binyamin. So what does it say over here? V'nase ushpischin l'shchine. So the Goyin says in Averes Aliyo, the Goyin seems to ask this kasha, so the Goyin says, ushpischin l'shchine, that there were two other Mekoymes where there was Ashroas Ashchine, and that was in Shiloi and in Noi V'Givoyim. And there also it was Bechelke Shel Binyamin. That's what the Goyim says. So the two Mekoymes, there was a Mishkan. It was Oymed that the Kodesh Kadoshim of the Beis HaMikdash should be Bechelke Shel Binyamin. But that the Mishkan was in Shiloh, in the Noivin Givoyim, that was because of that what Binyamin was Mitztayah. But I don't understand. Shili wasn't Chalkei Shal Yosef. I see the Bedi Yoda, when he doesn't bring down the Goyim, but he speaks about Shili. Shili was Chalkei Shal Yosef. He once mentioned the Gemara, it was Bechol Aroye. It was not Chalkei Shal Binyamin, so I don't understand. The Ben Yehuda says that he was zeiche, that Shechina should be shchuye. It means that the Bayis Sheni and the Bayis Shlishi will always be Bechelke Shel Binyamin. That's how the Ben Yehuda says pshat. Let us see Taisus. Ritzu yaitza mechelik Yehuda lechelik Binyamin abo hoya mizbeach boni. Now the lashon of the Gemara would seem that the Bizbeach was Bechelke Shel Yehuda. Kosher the Bepek is a Mekoyman Omar, the Bekeren Droim is Mizrachi Shloi Hoye Yesod. Lefi Shloi Hoye Yesod, Ela Bechelke Shel Teiref, Tehainu Binyamin. Shu Binyamin. Tehsi Binyamin Zev Yitrav. Alma Shekol Mizbeach Bonim Bechelke Shel Binyamin. Yeshlei Moise Keren Droim is Mizrach, Yeshlei Boi Yesoyit, Shai Bechelke Shud, Azo Yemitztayar Binyamin Laboilo, Kedei Sheikol HaMizbeach Bechelke, In Lechedet Yishmi Yesod Anu Foruch. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Vahai Tane Sova, Lei Nischalko Yerushalayim Lushvot. The Sanya we learned, Ein Maskirim Batim Birushalayim, That means when Yidin Wailer Ego, those who were living in Yerushalayim had no right to rent out rooms to the Oiler Egolim, it's not yours, it belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael. So Memeil, because Yod Loi Nischal Kol Eshvotim, Rabbi Lezer, Bar Tzodik, Bar Shimon, Oimer, Af Loi Mitois, you cannot even rent out the beds. The beds l'chayre belong to them, but you couldn't rent out the beds. You don't see why in Taisus. But fichoch, therefore, so be'etzim, when Yidnu o'ele regel, it seems they knocked on the door of those who are living in Yerushalayim, and they said, good morning, we're coming. There was nothing to talk about. It's, you have a house over here, but this is, and they went and slept on the beds and everything. So lefikach oires kotchim balei uspizen neitlen oisan bezroy. It seems it was a takone that the oires kotchim, listen, you're coming and everything, a guten tag, but al kaponim, even though there was no schus of schiris, but al kaponim, they left over the oires, they were able to take the oires kotchim. That means if Yen is giving you free lodging, Al Kaponim, you should leave something over. So the Eiris Kotchim they took. Leitu Noise Bizroya. Omar Abaye, Shmamino, Eirich Arel, Mishbak Inish, Kufe, Umashche, Buushpize. That means if someone is staying by someone without pay, Al Kaponim, you should leave over something that, as a token of appreciation. Let us see Rashi. They go in, it's for free. If there's left over any kalim that they use, leave it over. So the oir is left over. Let us see Taisus Afloy Amitais. Perish Arab Rabbi Yosef, the Sphere Lay, the Kimin Shakarke Mokim Amitais. Loihoya Meyuchid Labailim. Loihoya Koyach Biyodom Laskirim Schire Sholem. That means that you can't rent out the schus line if only the bed is yours, but the mokim hanochas hamite is ours. That means so they couldn't take a geheriges chiris, but they took the iris akochim as a token of hakoras hatoiv. Now let us go back to the Gemara further. Omar Rove, loishanu elo shaloimochu shive tuve ha'ir b'maymed anshei ha'ir. We had in the Mishnah halachas. B'nei ha'ir shemochu beis hakneses. So there's halachas loichin teva, that the money that they received from the mechiras beis hakneses, they should buy an aron kodesh. And so we see there's dinei kedusha on the money. So Omar Rove loy shono elosh le mochu shiva tuvei ha'ir b'maymed anshei ha'ir. This mechire was done either from the shiva tuvei ha'ir sheloy b'maymed anshei ha'ir, or was done ayidei anshei ha'ir sheloy ba'atzas shiva tuvei ha'ir. Then the halacha is that there's still a kedusha on the money. Avo mochu shiva tuvei ha'ir b'maymed anshei ha'ir. But if the shiva tuvei ha'ir sold it b'maymed anshei ha'ir, is afilu lemishte be'shikra shapir domi. So then you could take the money. That means all these tnoim we had, what they're permitted to do with the money, that is dafke if it was not sold through Betzirif, the Zion Tuvah here, but Maimed Anshiya. But if sold with them, they can take the money and buy beer with it. Let us see Rashi. Elo Shalay Mochu Hatoivim Birshus Ha'om. Avul Im Mochu. But if they. Aval imochu pokok dushe min ha'chefetz u min ha'domet. So now Rashi says that the kedusha is poko min ha'chefetz. So it seems the Beis HaKnesses can now be used for divrei chayil, for tzolchei chayil. I skipped the Rashi. Lo ishanu de ein meiridin dame mikdushasam ubeis hakneses bechshivusay oimid af yadolikeyach dumye desvorim lekech bem seifa teure valo manik svorim bav yosam. That means the Mishnah speaks about a few cases. There's one case they sell svorim. So there, the Sforim remain Kaddish. The Mishnah is telling us that the Beis HaKnesses is Dumya the Sforim. Just like Sforim, the Sforim still have a Kedusha, so the Beis HaKnesses after this Mechira also has a Kedusha. So the Mishnah is only speaking about a case that there was not a Mechira of the Anshei Ha'ir and Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir. Then the money has a Kedusha, the Dover Hanimkar has a Kedusha. Yeah. Elo Shlei Mochu HaToivim B'Shusahom. Avli Mochu Poka Kedusha Min HaChayfetz Min HaDomim Mutalasis Mehem Kol Ritzoinom. And then side with the money, and side with the Dover Hanimka, with the Beis HaKnesses, it can be used now for everything. Bahainu, let us skip over this Rashi, we'll get to the Gemara, we'll see what Rashi means, so we'll come back to this Rashi. The Mishte Bei Shikre Liknais Bedomim Velasei Sheikha Lishtais. You can take the money and do it. Now, Let us just understand that we don't understand the Gemara. That means the Gemara is telling us a cheshbon that if the Beis HaKnesses was sold from the Zion to Vehir without the Maimed Anshei here, or sold by the Maimed Anshei without the Zion to Vehir, then the Kedusha remains on the Beis HaKnesses, and Kedusha remains on the money. But if it is sold by Maimed Anshei Yirei, the Zion to Vehir, so then all Kedushas fall off. So that's the halacha, but the lomdus and the svar of the halacha, it's very difficult for us to understand. But that will have to wait a little later to try to understand what the reason is. But al-kaponim, that's the halacha. Ravine havalei ahu tila. Now this is the Gemara that Rashi brings down, so let's proceed the Gemara. Ravine havalei ahu tila. The Bay Knishte. Now, Tila is Kol Bayis Horus, Kori Tail, Kamei Bahoiso Tail Oilom. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara would seem that it belonged to him. Have a Hotila the Bay Knishte. And we'll see later the Zinin about buying it. So, the Rishonim speak about it, but just, the Yavid says, Havalei Hutila the Beit Knishta. He wanted to purchase it. Not he had it. There was a Beis HaKnesses. He wanted to purchase it. Also, Lekame de Ravashi. So he came to Ravashi. But before he wanted to purchase it, he wanted to find out what will he be able to do with this Mokim after he purchases it. Omalei Mahu Lemizro. Will I be able to plant things there then? Omalei zil zovno mishiva tuvei ha'ir b'maymed anshei ha'ir b'zor. If you want to plant things there, so then you have to go and make sure that you're purchasing it from the Zion tuvei ha'ir b'maymed anshei ha'ir, then you'll be able to plant things. That means, but if you'll only purchase it from the Zion tuvei ha'ir, you'll not be permitted to plant it. Now, let's go back to Rashi. An Amid Aleph. Now we'll understand Rashi and Amid Aleph. Hainu, the boy minei ravine mei ravashi. Altila, the beik. Rashi says, but shleimochu, avolimochu, then the kedusha also falls off. Hainu, the boy minei ravine mei ravashi. Altila, the beik nishte, malo mizrei. Alme bemecha kodu. If you don't have a ganze mecha, you have a mecha kodu, that means it's only a day Zion to the year, or a day the anche year without the Zion to the year, a bias va mois bekdusha sayu kaima. There's still a kdusha on the mokim, there's still a kdusha on, as the Rashi says, from here we see that even though the Gemara speaks about the money, but who had been, there's also a kdusha on the mokim also. Now, let us go a little further. Rashi. Tila ko beisoris ko li tel kamei bahoiso tel oilam. Now, before we go further, let us see the Rosh. The Rishash, it seems to say in the Medallah that Rashi learned like the Rosh. So we're going to understand something, because later we're going to have problems in Rashi. But the Rashi learned like the Rosh, so the problems will be solved. The Rosh is on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. It's on the first Omid, around six lines from the bottom. Omar Rove. Loishonu Elo Shaloimochu Shiva Tuve Yeir B'maymed Anshe Yeir. Aber mochu shibe tuve hier be mein mit anche hier. Afil lo mishte be shikra shapir domi. So first of all, says be beis haknesu shol kforem airi. Whatever we say you could sell, that's be beis haknesu shol kforem. Aber shol krochim le mahani midi tuve hier le moich. You can't sell it, as we mentioned before, they're not the buy period.
But kolhani de masnisin koi, that means it's going on all the dvorim and imkorim. Hilkach, yochid shemocha sefer teire shaloi, yochid ishtamesh bedomo, ki ledaita hu moicha, he's selling it ledaita, vedinik ma shemocha shiba tuve yir, b'mayim ben anche yir. Okay. Afilu lemishka b'shikre, peirish rashi, bedomim, that you could now use the money to purchase beer with it. Badin imoy. Shim de bohochi ayri masnisen. Because the Leishonu is speaking, the Mishnah is speaking about the, what one has to do with the money. Kedektoni loikhim bidomov. So memele, you have to buy, if you sell, basic nurses, you have to buy a teve. Pamedvom, you have to buy a dova yosemekudish, that's tapke. If it was Anshayir, but if it was Zayn Tuvayir in Anshayir, then you could buy beer. Period. So the Gemara is speaking about what has to be, what can be done with the money. Umiyu, who adin bebeis haknesses, yochel alekeach lasis bo kol tzolchay, with the shul alone, so the lekeach can do any whatever he wants with the shul, Afilu arbo dvorim she'oschu chachomim. That means later we'll have a Mishnah that when you sell a shul, you can use it for divrei chayil. But there are four things she'oschu chachomim, which is a tashmish mevuze, so that you're not allowed to use. Zok terosh, that is davke, if only the ansheir sold it. But if the ansheir mzayim tuvier sold it, so then you'll have to do everything. The kula masnisin ayri, that what that Mishnah says. You can only use it for other things, not for the dalad dvorim. Pishloi mochu shiva tuviyya b'mayim b'dan shibnei yeyya. V'chein ahi tila de b'nei knishte, rotza liknois lezoiroi, and Zriya will see his atash mishol gnai. So, memele, Rabbi Nabalei Utila, the Beknishta, Ba'ari Yosel, Kamei, the Rabashi, Amalei Zil, Zobni, Mishiba, Tuvib, Neir, Ba'mai, Ba'an, Shir, the Zob. So, memele, so the Rosh says as follows. So, the Rosh says that, now the Rosh is, we're getting a little educated. The Rosh says that, that there's a difference between the money. That what our Mishnah says, that the money has a Kedusha and you have to buy with the money something that's more Kodesh, that is Dafka Lagabi the money. But the Beis HaKnesses, Afilu, it wasn't sold, Mezayin Tuvei Ha'ir and Anshei Ha'ir, the Beis HaKnesses can be used for Divrei Chayil. But Dalet Dvorim cannot be used for. And so there's still some Kedusha left on the Beis HaKnesses. Tashmish Mevuse, you cannot use it. If it is sold from the Maimed Zayin Tuvia, the Maimed Ansheir, then you could use it, then the complete Kedusha disappears from it. Then you'll have to do a Afilu Dvorim Shel Gnai in that Mokim. That is what the Rosh says. So now we have a little guidelines that a mechire of one tzad permits a tashmish shel chayil in the Beis HaKnesses, not a tashmish megune. This mechire of one tzad is still a kedusha on the domim, and one is mechuyev to use the domim to purchase a dova hayeis kodesh. But if there's a mechire of Zayin Tuvia, b'mayim b'dan sheyir, then the money doesn't have any kedusha whatsoever, and the mokim also doesn't have any kedusha whatsoever. I feel that tvarim shall gnai, one is permitted to do. Let us go a little further. Rami Baraba Vekaboni Bekdishta, he was building a Beis HaKnesses. Havi Knishta Atike, there was an old Beis HaKnesses. Have a boy le mistere lasuye libne ukshure mine vayuli lahosam. So he was short in some bricks and beams, and there was an old Beis HaKnesses. So he thought he would break down a wall there and use those materials in his new Beis HaKnesses. Yosef come boy lay. So he asked the shayla. Ho the Rav Chisda, dama Rav Chisda. That if they want to build a new Beis HaKnesses, first build a new Beis HaKnesses, and then you say to the old one. But you can't do it fakert. So awesome, that's a member of our Christ. Awesome, because we're afraid he might be peshe. While they have an old Beis HaKnesses, they can still use it. They want to build a new one, a bigger one, a better one. But upon them, they have an old one. So Chizda says, don't take apart the old one, because you might end up with nothing. You can get rid of the old one, and you won't build a new one. So that's Dafke, if you didn't start building the new one. So Mamel were afraid of Shiyusa. Ki hai gavnamai, but here I'm in the process of building the new one. We just need more materials. So is one permitted to take the materials from the old one to be Soisa? Now the old one, since I'm in the midst of building a new one. Also lakami darapope, v'osalei. Tiasa lakami darabune, v'osalei. So that means there's still a chash of pshir. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, kshuri kairei shal beis haknesses yoshen hoyu, hayutzrichem lesitan b'chodosh. Odam avchizda b'babasre b'hashutfim. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Omar Rove, Hai beknishte, Jeva beis haknesses, Chalufo uzvuno shori. If you want to exchange it for something else, or sell it, that's permissible. Oiguro, you want to rent it out, Umashkuna osa. Then it's also, my time bigtu shoso koi. The kedusha remains, so therefore you're not allowed to rent it out or to use it for a mashkin. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, chilufe yizvune, nahai gav namai. So the kedusha is chal on the chilvay domin, but who yotz min hakedusha lishtamish by? Here it's even speaking about by, but not anshei ha'ir. This is b'chay like the rosh that the kedusha does go off. If it was sold for money or it was exchanged. But to rent it out, that is also.